When you're trying to lose weight, dieting can feel like a constant battle, where a part of you wants to indulge in a tasty snack or a treat, and another part of you is struggling to keep you on the straight and narrow, to be disciplined. And whereas the pleasure of a tasty treat is immediate, the benefits of losing weight are often very slow in coming, something you only start to notice after weeks or months. And to add insult to injury, there's such a huge amount of confusing and contradictory advice out there about how to lose weight that it's difficult to know what diet to follow and whose advice to trust. One of the problems with diets is that people use language like going on a diet, which implies there will be a point when you come off it. And so many overweight people go through an incredibly unhealthy yo-yo cycle, where they rigidly inflict an extreme low-calorie diet on themselves, shed some pounds, and then once they've reached their goal, or they've been on a diet for a few months, they start to pile it all back on again. And often, they'll pile on even more weight than they had to start with, because extreme low-calorie diets make you lose muscle mass. And it's your muscles that keep your metabolism high. So, yo-yo dieting leads to less and less muscle tone and a higher proportion of body fat as time goes on. On top of all that, all the calorie counting and mental effort required to stick to a very low-calorie diet creates an unhealthy attitude towards food. I can't tell you the number of overweight people I've worked with over the years who'd come to regard food as their enemy. They did nothing but think about food, and yet we're constantly trying to resist it. Now, this session is about leaving behind all that struggle, all that battling with yourself, all that guilt, and discovering a sustainable, enjoyable approach to being slim that works just right for you. Instead of going on a painfully strict diet with 200 rules to memorize, you'll start to naturally develop better instincts about what foods are going to make you slimmer, fitter, and healthier, and what foods are just going to feed your fat stores. And rather than trying to reach a destination, a single weight loss goal, after which your diet stops, this session will hypnotically train your mind to start thinking like a slim person, so that you make sensible, balanced, consistent choices in what you eat and drink for the rest of your life. Now, if you haven't yet closed those eyes, you can do that right now, as you prepare to relax very deeply. And I just like you to get a sense of your whole body, the position of those arms and legs, the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on, the weight of that body, the size of that body. That's it. And when you're overweight, it's not particularly pleasant to think about, but it's the reason you're listening to these words right now. And as you notice the rise and fall of that chest and stomach, as you breathe gently and comfortably, if you notice any feelings of guilt or frustration, of wanting to be slimmer, or of thinking you shouldn't be overweight, then you can just let those thoughts be there without trying to suppress them. And then I'd like you to take a slow, deep breath all the way in, and then let the air out very slowly and smoothly. That's it. And just get this sense of drifting right out of yourself, as if you could just start watching your own face relax in comfort over there. And as you look at that you over there, as you look at that body, I'd like you to allow a clear awareness into your mind that lets you see how the excess weight you've been carrying around is just like the excess weight so many people are carrying around these days. Because there's a worldwide cultural trend today of people becoming overweight. And this is partly a consequence of the food sold to us in our supermarkets and fast food restaurants. It's the flavor enhancers and the extra sugar and trans fats crammed into processed food. And it's the advertisers trying to sell us cans of flavored fizzy sugar water and excessively rich foods. And the human brain responds to sugar and flavor-enhanced food just like it does to a drug and craves for more. And these changes in what we eat, these synthetic, sugar-dense, artificial foods, have led us to losing touch with our natural ability to know when we're full. And if you had grown up in an ancient hunter-gatherer society, living off what you could hunt, foraging for nuts and berries, you would never have put on that excess weight. And these facts mean that you can begin to relax here and now with the realization that the excess weight you've been carrying around says a lot more about the culture we live in and the types of food that are commonly advertised than it does about you. And this session is about reclaiming your right to a healthy, slim, toned body. Reclaiming your right to health from that unhealthy food culture that advertising surrounds us with. That's it. And then you can just begin to relax even deeper still into a more dreamlike state. Just like when you're lying in bed at night, warm beneath the covers, and your mind begins to wander into having more dreamlike thoughts, dreamlike images, like perhaps the sight of a flickering fire, burning in a traditional fireplace, crackling away, those orange and yellow flames dancing in the air, and illuminating the room with a warm, friendly glow, the smell of smoke. That's it. As you drift all the way down into that secret inner world where you can begin to learn things at an instinctive level. Good. And when you're building a fire, it's important to know how different materials burn, understanding that something like newspaper will light very quickly, and a fire lighter made with chemicals that instantly ignite will catch fire and burn even faster than newspaper. But these types of materials can never sustain a fire. They burn out too quickly. And the newspaper might leave charred fragments of paper to waft around in the air. And the fire lighter might leave a lingering smell of chemicals, and neither of them could ever keep a fire going. They can never be the core materials that go into a well-made fire. Because for that, you need chunks of wood, preferably untreated with chemicals, or dense lumps of coal, fuel that'll burn and burn, and keep you cozy and warm over time. Had a sugary drink, maybe a soda, or even a huge glass of orange juice, that intense hit of sugar typically gives you a brief surge in your energy levels, and then a crash, because, like burning newspaper, it just doesn't last. And if you're running a marathon, it's fine to keep topping yourself up with rapid burning energy, because you're burning it off as you run. and you wouldn't run a marathon after having a roast dinner. You can just continually top yourself up with quick-burning energy. But most of us aren't running marathons. And if you're sitting at a desk or in front of a TV and you pour some quick-burning energy into that body, like a sugary drink or some sweets or candy or a bag of crisps or potato chips, fire lighter food that your body burns quickly, then that sugar just hangs around in your body because you're just sitting there. And all that excess sugar isn't healthy for the body. So that sugar gets turned to fat to be stored for the future. So, unless you're running a marathon or doing intense exercise immediately after eating, then high sugar candy bars and sodas, sugary hot drinks or glasses of beer, or rapidly digested foods, white foods like French fries, bread, white pasta, white rice, potato chips and crisps. All those foods are just ways of directly feeding your fat stores. But slow-burning, sustainable foods, foods high in natural fats, brown rice, green vegetables, sweet potatoes, meals rich in protein like fish, meat, beans, nuts, legumes. These are all like wood and coal for your inner fire. They slowly feed your body appropriate energy over time so that you feel appropriately full and you have appropriate energy. And here's the thing. You already have an intuitive sense of this because you know how it feels to have eaten a load of sugar, to have experienced that sugar high and then that sugar crash. When you feel woozy and you end up craving more, it works pretty much like a drug, a roller coaster of highs and lows. You also know how it feels to have eaten a healthy meal with vegetables and natural fats and a good source of protein, and you feel appropriately full. And I'd like your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, right now, to begin to strengthen and amplify and intensify this intuitive feeling you get of how you're going to feel after you've eaten any meal or snack, so that as you think about having a candy bar or a sugary hot drink, you get that intuitive sense of the roller coaster ahead of you. Maybe even seeing it in your mind's eye, a high followed by an energy crash, with most of that excess sugar just ending up in your fat stores. And you can instinctively connect with the reality of that experience, thinking about having something sugary and knowing, intensely knowing, how you'll feel an hour or so later, how that stomach will feel an hour later, how your mood will be an hour later. To really feel the unpleasant reality of that future now. That's it. And then your unconscious mind can also intensify the feelings of fulfillment and satisfaction of having eaten a balanced, healthy meal with natural fats, protein, a mix of slow-digesting foods, connecting with the reality of having eaten that, how it's going to feel in your stomach, how it's going to give you sustainable, slow-release energy, a stable, brighter mood, properly nourished body, where that fuel can be used appropriately, where those muscles get nourished, where all the cells of the body get properly nourished. That's it. And feel so good, allowing yourself to really feel the delightful reality of that future now. And you can notice how this is going to make a difference for you as you absorb this way of thinking into your life intuitively, instinctively feeling the reality of the future, of how your choices are going to make you feel as you test out in your mind being somewhere tomorrow. Maybe at work, maybe in a restaurant or a cafe, maybe at home. Just a particular choice point in your day tomorrow when you know you'll be deciding what to eat. And notice how this intuitive sense of what's going to nourish you and make you feel healthy and good can guide you away from that burned newspaper food, away from that chemical-laden firelighter food, away from that high-sugar, instantly digested food, and towards nourishing food that can genuinely help you and help all the muscles and cells in that body feel so very good. That's it. And I'd just like you to get a sense of how it's going to feel a year from now to have made this a simple, intuitive, natural way of eating. As you feel how toned and slim that body has become, how much stronger, lighter, brighter, and more energetic you feel. That's it. And the pleasure it can give you to look in the mirror and notice how well your new clothes fit you and how healthy and well you look. That's it. And you can listen to this session often and strengthen this simple intuitive understanding of how to make choices to keep you healthy and slim each time that you listen. And for now, you can begin to feel more alert and refreshed. That's it. And prepare to come all the way back with a real sense of good feeling. That's it. By noticing the position of your body and the sensation of whatever it is you're resting on. And then, whenever you're ready, you can just have a nice stretch and open your eyes.